Hello, Fred. How are you?
I'm fine, yourself.
Good. Welcome to the playoffs yet again.
Thank you.
Fred, how is it that you never lose a beat? I mean, we see you from time to time, only at the, occasionally during the season and then the postseason. How is it you've never lost a beat?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think the thing you have to do is you get a little bit older, you get more mature, not in age, but just as an experience. And you try and give yourself the best opportunity, the best advantage, and that's taking care of your body. And I think over the past few years I've been doing that, just taking care of my body, realizing that it takes a little bit longer to heal. So early in the week you do the necessary things to try and prevent those small injuries from becoming bigger. And I know how to play football. I love playing football. I love competing. So, you know, that's the second part. That I think I'll never forget how to do. God has definitely blessed me in that area. But you got to do the other things, just taking care of your body. Because if your body goes, then you can't compete.
Does it help having Maurice there to take a little bit of the pressure off you?
It helps a whole lot. A whole lot. He's, I like to tell people he's been a blessing in disguise. Now I can come out of the game. When I'm tired or semi-tired, I can kind of guess on what areas of the field to come out so I can be fresher on certain areas, other parts of the field. That way I know coaches are going to call certain plays that might suit me a little better than they suit him, or vice versa. If I feel like he does certain plays better than myself, I'll come out and I'll give him the nod. So, it's really all about having chemistry and believing in him. And I don't have any pressure on me, knowing that he can come in at any given time and get it done.
He had a terrific game at the end of last year.
Wonderful game, oh yeah.
Yeah, against this team. So he's got some product knowledge, certainly. But the two of you together really pose an interesting 1-2 punch in terms of how defenses have to stop the running game, don't they?
Well, we like to we get excited when we have an opportunity to go against a team that wants to try and stop our run. And granted, our coach, his philosophy is run the ball, stop the run. And we've bought into that over the past couple years. Myself, Maurice, we always feels like every time we go out there, it's definitely a challenge. And we just go out there and give it our all, man, back down from no one, and try and go out there and play the best we can to help the team win.
And you also had a change in terms of quarterback, and David is, if they do stop the run, I would assume David is a player who can change things as well.
Well, David, David definitely, he's been a guy who's been patient the past 6-7 years. He's definitely been patient, and I think the major difference is he doesn't have that pressure of having to go out there and try and prove to anyone. What I mean by that is, Byron's not here. In the past, he had to try and compete, or he had the pressure of if he messed up, maybe they would put Byron back in there or something. So right now, he's a lot more relaxed. He doesn't feel that added pressure of, all right, if I make the wrong throw, I might be back on the bench. So he understands that it's his team. We've rallied around him in full support. He has the confidence that he can get the things done, and he's playing terrific for us.
Fred, has it ever been frustrating to be in a situation where you don't get the notoriety nationwide that maybe some other players of your stature would get, and even the team itself? Is it frustrating to be on a team that often is overlooked? Obviously, you play in a division with Indianapolis, and people look at them as a team to beat every year in that division.
As far as the individual stuff goes, I don't get frustrated. It's actually works out to my advantage. I don't get hassled as much when I go shopping for some lettuce and some tomatoes in the grocery store. People don't recognize me as much, so I guess that's a good thing. I'm usually one of those guys who's low-key and under the radar. Now, as far as the team, I really believe with Indy, they've always been the team in our division to chase. We've been chasing those guys for quite some time now. They've owned our division. So they get most of the notoriety, and that is no problem. You don't get frustrated by it. They're the best, and in competition, if you want to be the best, you have to go after the best, and that's what they've been in our division. And it just allows for me, myself, to try and, when we face them, compete that much harder, try and help my team, you know, take over the throne. So it's all good with Indy, man. Great competition. I love playing those guys.
Do you see this Saturday night as a chance to really expose the nation to how good your team really can be?
It's not really about the nation. We're not concerned about what they think of us. We know we have a great challenge ahead of us, a great opportunity. Like I just said, they are the best. They've been the best this regular season. Now it's the postseason. And I'm pretty sure they would like to finish strong. And that's really what it's all about, finishing strong at this point. And like I said, we just have an opportunity to go out there, compete versus those guys. It's not going to be easy by any means, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
You know, it's hard to believe that you played in two of the three playoff games your team has had out of the four. And it was 1999, you ran for 162 yards against the Patriots, which seems like yesterday to some people, but a long time to others.
Well, those are memories. Memories are for old people.
Yeah.
You know, when I get older, I'll be able to sit back and say, hey, I did this versus the Patriots pre-dynasty era.
Yeah, right.
You know, so that was all good. But right now, like I said, I have an opportunity to go out there and try and put my team in position to win a ball game, and that's what it's all about at this point. I'm going to definitely go out there and play my best.
I love that pre-dynasty era talk. They, you know, it is a dynasty, I suppose.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They're a great
coach.
But if you win, if you beat them, it'll always be remembered as the team that did. I mean, that opportunity is there.
And that's also an opportunity. Try not to, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves, but that is something that I'm pretty sure the media will make look damn good in the papers.
Yep.
That's not our biggest concern. We would like to advance.
Fred, I'm assuming coming up here is not a concern, because it seems to me that you guys, people have called you a cold weather team that plays in warm weather. Is that pretty accurate?
We like to say we're a team that competes, man. They kind of blow that out of proportion, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think the way Coach, his philosophy is to try and run the ball, establish the run at least, and stop the run. And they always say in the postseason you have to be able to do those things. And it makes for good writing, I think. Because I think it's just more coincidence than anything, to answer your question. We're a football team. We are definitely a team.
Fred, I understand that the Jaguars finally have a guy in a Pro Bowl, old fellow by the name of Taylor. Congratulations on that. But what did you guys make of the fact that, particularly as well as you played in the second half, not a single Jaguar was selected to the Pro Bowl?
As far as me individually, first of all, I understand I made a late season push, so I really didn't make a big deal out of it. Didn't really have any plans on the Pro Bowl, especially midway through the season. My numbers weren't there with the other guys, so I didn't make a big issue of it. But at the end of the day, when you have guys like Rasheem Mathis, who poses a threat where teams don't throw to his side, he's been Pro Bowler. John Henderson. You know, guys that have been there on a consistent basis, week in, week out, not guys that have been injured part of the season, and then all of a sudden, because of their notoriety and their popularity, they get invited. I think that's where the Pro Bowl has really gone Hollywood in so many instances. So, you know, we understand that we have a lot of unselfish guys here, guys that will do anything for the goodness of the team, and you know, we didn't try and use it as motivation or anything like that. We just said, hey, you know, screw it. Let's just continue to work our craft, try and win some football games. And that's really what it boils down to, winning and losing.
Well, it's interesting that you say you don't use it as motivation.
We don't.
Because, you know, you look at this team, and I mean this as a compliment. This is a glamorous team. Tom Brady, 50 touchdowns. Randy Moss, you know, record 23 touchdowns. Belichick, you know the drill. You've been around.
It's, uh-huh.
There's a reason you're playing Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Well, we've earned it. You know, no one has given it to us. We've earned it. A lot of times the Pro Bowl can sweeten you up and give you things. You know, and granted, a lot of guys definitely do deserve to go. But a lot of times, though, you know, because if you try and pad one guy's stats to – you know, help him get there or whatever, if you're using one particular player, you're not really helping your team out. And you're not looking at the main goal, the main objective, and that's to get in the playoffs and hopefully get a chance to play in the ultimate stage, which is the Super Bowl. So, But those guys up there, they do it the way it's supposed to be done. They're a team, and they have superstars, but they can get it done. They can coexist with each other, and that's all that matters. As long as you can win some games, it's all good.
Great, that's it. Fred, thank you very much.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Big
all right.
Too.
Thank you.